Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalad Amud Bet, continuing and in this session concluding this passage of Agadah, this very lengthy passage of Agadah, relating to the relationship between God and the nations of the world, specifically from an eschatological perspective. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. So we're picking up on something that we looked at much earlier. My dichtiv, Haishar Anochim Etzavcha Yom La'asotam. God says, these are the commands that I'm giving you today to do. And the drush is, Hayom La'asotam V'lo L'machar La'asotam. You do them in this world, not in the world to come. And the flip of that is, Hayom La'asotam V'lo Hayom L'tol Scharan. That we do not get the reward for these mitzvot in this world. This is the world of doing. The world to come is the world of reward. Now we have a series of, that was used in the earlier piece about the nations coming forward in the world to come scenario of Judgment Day and asking for another chance. But now we have another statement and a whole series of statements of, attributed to Rabbi Shimon Levi, who parenthetically was known as a polemicist against the early Christians. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol mitzvot Yisrael osin ba'olam hazeh ba'otu midot otam le'olam haba. All the mitzvot that Bnei Yisrael do in this world come and testify on their behalf in the world to come. Shenemar, Yitnu Edehem V'Yitztaku, Yishmu V'Yamru Emet. And this we already saw, Yitnu Edehem V'Yitztaku. They will bring their witnesses and be justified. Elu Yisrael, Yishmu V'Yamru Emet. Who will hear and say that is true? Elu Ovdei Kochavim. That's the pagans who are the subject of the Pasuk, Nikbetu Kol Agoyim. V'Yam Rabbi Shimon Levi. Again, Kol mitzvot Yisrael osin ma'olam hazeh. All the mitzvot that we do in this world, ba'ot v'torfot otam lo'ovdei kochavim le'olam haba al pneihem. They rip in front of the face. Or they're like in the face of the none of the pagans. Shenemar, u'shmartem v'asitem ki chochmatchem v'natchem la'enei ha'amim. Keep the mitzvot because they are your wisdom in the eyes of the nations. Neged ha'amim lo ne'amar. It doesn't say in the presence of the nations. La'enei ha'amim, in the eyes of the nations. Almost as if, ma'amed shabot v'torfot lo'ovdei kochavim al pneihem. Olam Haba, as if it's going to act in front of them and embarrass them. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lo Asu Yisrael Ata Egel El Litein Pitchon Pel Baalei Tshuva. This is the opening, sorry for the pun, of a piece that will get developed more throughout this podcast. That the reason that Israel did the Egel was just to give an opportunity in the future to Baalei Tshuva to know that if they sin, there is a opportunity to come back. Shemar. Mi itain vayal vavam zelahem lirauti kol hayamim. This is what Moshe tells the people about what God's reaction was when Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai said, we don't want to see God's face anymore. And God's reaction was, halavai, that they should always have this fear of me all of the days. Meaning it was a good thing that they didn't want to see my face. V'hainu damar yochem, mishum, 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 mayuchai. Lo David ra'ui lo tomaseh, v'lo Yisrael ru'in lo tomaseh. David really... We should never have been involved with the Batsheva incident, and Bnei Yisrael never should have been involved with the Egel. Which is variously interpreted as meaning that David had no Yetzer Hara. Which explains the previous drasha. What it means is that God testifies that Bnei Yisrael had tremendous fear of God at Har Sinai. So why did David sin with Batsheva? Why did Bnei Yisrael sin with the Egel? It's a parallel answer. If an individual sinned, you say, look, it's David, there's a model for you. If the community sins, then and we say, look, Am Yisrael sinned, and there's a model for you. Why do we need both? In other words, why do we need to learn that there's an avenue open of tshuva in both cases? If we only knew about the Yachid, because people don't know about it, so therefore we can clean it up. But when you have a community that sinned, everybody knows about it, maybe there is no avenue of repentance. And if, on the other hand, we only knew about the Tzibur, there's a lot of tefillah there. One individual doesn't have so many schuyot that it's going to overcome the sin. Maybe he can't, so therefore we need both. This is going to bridge to the next piece. My dichtiv, what's his drasha? The pasuk says, Neum David ben Yishayu, Neum Agever hu kam al. This is in Divrei David HaAchronim at the end of Shmuel Bet. What does it mean, hu kam al? Literally, the one who was picked up and raised up. Rabbi Nishai Hakim Ula Shel Tshuva. He's the one who really established the model for tshuva, or the burden of tshuva. There's two ways to read that. One way is to read that David was the essence of a Baal Tshuva because he really did sin. Interesting, Rabbi Shmuel Marachmani says that, considering he's also the one in Shabbat Nunhei who says, Kol HaOmer David Chata, etc. But that is way beyond the scope of what we're talking about. Or it could mean the way that from the perspective of this drasha it's being read, is that David made himself to be a model of tshuva by deliberately sinning in a way that he really had no temptation to do. Very much Shmuel Marachmani, Rabbi Yonatan. So now we continue with that chain. Kol HaOse Mitzvah Achat Ba'olam Hazeh, and continuing on a theme that Rabbi Shimon Levi developed, but his contemporary Yonatan says, his earlier contemporary, says that when somebody does a mitzvah, not just that it comes and testifies, it walks in front of you, Olam Haba. Shenemar v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, your tzedakah walks in front of you, chvod Adonai yasfecha, and God's glory will gather you in, an allusion to the day of death. When you sin, it wraps itself around you and walks you to Yom Adin. Their ways wrap around them. He says it's worse. It's tied to you like a dog. This is Yosef's refusal to lie with Mrs. Potiphar. Lishkavetzla means ba'olam hazeh. Meaning that Mrs. Potiphar would be tied to him forever if he did this sin of adultery, and that's what he avoided. Now, that takes us to this next piece. Amar Reish Lakish. Bov nachzik tova la'avotenu. It takes us back to the Egel. We should be appreciative of our ancestors. Shemalehein lo chatu anu lo banu lo'olam. The only reason that we came into this world was because they sinned. Meaning, shenemar ani amarti Elohim atem. Meaning that the assumption was that people should be like angels. Uvnei elyon kuchem, you are all like angels, and angels, of course, don't have kids. Chibaltem maasechem, you messed up. Achen ki adam t'mutun. Therefore, the next pasuk is achen ki adam t'mutun. It means I thought you were like angels, but indeed you're mortal like people. Why are you mortal like people? Because you sinned. Since you're people, you also have kids, and that's why we're here. So again, turning it inside out of saying that certain people who sinned, we should be appreciative because we're the beneficiaries of that sin, just as we're the beneficiaries of David's sin and Bnei Yisrael's sin at the Egel as being models of tshuva. Now, lemeimer dilo chatu lo havu moldu? Wait a second. Are you telling me that if they hadn't sinned at the Egel, then if they hadn't sinned in life, they would not have had children? Faktiva temporavu. Adam was, and here Noach was commanded to have children. So the answer is ad Sinai. Maybe that means until our Sinai, they were commanded, and after that, no longer. So, b'sinai namiktiv lechem olam shuvu lechem lo olechem. And this is an interesting answer. He said, that because after all, Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe after Mamad Har Sinai, you stay with me, but tell them to go back to their tents. And the assumption is, lo olechem means to resume relations with your wives, which means to have kids. The answer is no, l'simchat ona, meaning just for the pleasure of having sex, but not for having kids. But in the Parsha of Matan Torah, in Parsha of Rav Chanan, it says that we're given these mitzvot too, so that we'll be good for them and their children afterwards. So you see there's an assumption of children. The answer is, Lotanam Din Har Sinai. Livneham means the children who are there at Har Sinai. In Sefer Breshit, in the beginning, it says this is the book of the generations of man. And it lists the first 10 generations. Chisefer Yola Damishon. Did he have a sefer? Mlamei Shalal Kodesh Baruch Hu Damishon. Dor Dor V'Dorshav. Dor Dor V'Chachamav. Dor Dor Panasav. He showed Adam Rishon every generation and its leaders, its teachers, its supporters. Kevan Shigiel Adorosh Rabbi Kiva. Once it got to Rabbi Kiva's generation, Samach B'Toratov Mitatzev Mitato. He was very happy at the Torah Rabbi Kiva taught, and he was very upset about the way he died. Amar V'Li Mariyaku Reyachael. Why are your friends, Hashem, so grievous? Right, we have Rabbi Yossi and Ben David Ba, Shichlu Neshamot Shabaguf. Again, more proofs that the divine plan was always to have lots of kids. Mashiach will not come until all of the souls come into bodies in this world. Shinemar, Yom Yariv, Lonetzach Etzof, Lonetzach Etzof, Ki Ruach, Mefanai Yatof, Uneshamot, Ani Asiti. I made lots of souls. So lo tema anu lo banu le'olam. So go back and say what Rish Lakish said was not, if it weren't for our ancestors, we wouldn't have come into this world. Ela kamish lo banu le'olam. we would have been superfluous, meaning they would have lived forever and we would have been extra. Remember the lochatu lofim mighty? So now you give me another assumption, which is, if they hadn't sinned, they wouldn't have died. V'hakti, parshat yevamot, or parshat nachalot, the Torah has a parsha of a man dying without kids, and his brother has to marry the wife, it has nachalot, a man dies, who is nachala goes to? The answer is al-tanai. Yes, in case a man sins, then he'll die, and this will happen, but of course it doesn't have to happen, you could live forever. Umiktivi cry al-tanai, since when do you have psukim that are written as mitzvot, but they're really conditional? The answer is in the Hachim of Shimon Lakish. My dichtiv ayer vayvoke yom hashishi, when in the end of the first week of creation, it calls every day yom revi'i, yom chavishi. It says yom hashishi. Malamed shitna kodesh baruch hu imase breshit. God's all of creation was made on condition. V'yamar imekablin Yisrael at Torah. God said, if Bnei Yisrael accept the Torah, but hashishi, meaning shishi b'sivan, mutav imlav achzer otchem to tovavo. If not, I erase everything and go back to tovavo. Which means there are psukim that are written on condition, and that means really, if a person didn't sin, he would live forever. If Bnei Yisrael hadn't sinned at the Egel, they would have lived forever. And we would have been born, but we would have been superfluous. And those parshot in the Torah that talk about death and bequeval, etc., those are on condition if somebody dies.
The pasuk that we've been dealing with, that Hashem says, halavai, that they should always fear me.
So, levatel mehem malachamavet yifshar. This is the drasha. To cancel out death is impossible. Kshekvar nigzarag zera. That's the way God created man. What was the great effect of accepting the Torah? They would never be able to be conquered by another nation, but death—that's certainly part of the plan. Shenamar, which means even without sinning. Shenamar, the mind of Lahem, believe in Hashem, Adai Olam, that they're given the Torah, that it should be good for them and their children forever. The answer is Hu Damar Ki Atana, Rosh Lakish, who said that they would have lived forever ever, was picking on this particular opinion of Atana, which is Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Kiblu Yisrael Tatorah Kadesh Shaloi Malacham Avet Shaloi Bayan. He said exactly the phrasing that we had before, but in the affirmative. Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, and the result was that the Malach HaMavet should not be able to take them. Shenemar, Ani Amarti Elohim Atam Bnei Elyon Kuchem. I assumed that you would be like angels, live forever. Chibaltim Maseichem Achen Kedam Tvutun. But once you messed up, then you die like people. Rabbi Yossi, Nami Aktiv Mantav Lahem Levinahem Leolam, how does Rabbi Yossi answer that pasuk that indicates that having children is built in? So, Tova Hudahavi, Hamita Ika. He said, yes, that you're gonna have, a good life, but you'll still die. Doesn't say you're gonna live forever. The answer is, Amalacha, Kivan, Daleka Mita, Machatova Gdolamizu. So that's the best possible Tova you could have, is immortality. The Tanakama, Nami Aktiv Achen Kadam Tvutun, and how does the Tanakama, who disagrees and says that indeed man was always going to die, is so why does it say, I thought you'd be like angels, but indeed you die like men, you're mortal like men? So, my mitaniut, that means that you're poor. In other words, I thought that you'd always live a life of luxury. Instead, I see that by messing up, you become poor. Tamamar, Ba'acha Shubim Kimetim, there's four types of people who will walk the earth, and yet they're considered like dead. And then ani, a poor person, a very poor person, suma, blind person, mitzorah, somebody has tzorat, umisha ein lo, banim, somebody who's childless. Ani, how do we know? Dichtiv, kimetu kol anashim, famous piece. Hashem says to Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim, because all the people who want to kill you have died. Simple pshat in the pasuk is that it's talking about paro. But the drush is, umaninu datan vaviram. Ami metu, datan aviram, after all, died much later in the Korach episode. They became poor. And because they became poor, they're considered like dead. They no longer have any power. Suma, how do we know that a blind person is considered like dead? God has placed me. This is in Yirmiyahu's autobiographical sketch about being thrown in the pit. He threw me into the dark places like the dead. As you're in the dark, you're like in a grave. Mitzora dichtiv al nati kamet. When Aaron turns to Moshe and asks him to pray for Miriam, says she shouldn't be like a dead person. Umisha ein lo banim dichtiv havalivanim vami imayin metan ochi. Rachel says to Yaakov, let me have children, otherwise I'm dead. So without children is dead. You might say specifically that's a woman. Tanu rabbanan im bechukotai telechu.
Ein im el lashon tachrim. Im, the way they're darshing it is, as a plea. V'chein hu omer lu ami shomei ali. If my nation would just listen to me, kimatoi ve'machnia, then I would destroy their enemies. V'omer lu ikshav tel mitzvotai v'ichanar shlomech v'ikachol zarecha v'tzatzei me'echa, etc. The beautiful piece in Yeshayahu. If you listen to my mitzvot. If, it's like a plea, Hashem is pleading, please listen to the mitzvot. Tanu Rabbanan, mi yiten v'yal v'alam zeh lahem. The same pasuk we come back to, Amar Moshe l'Yisrael. Kfuyei tova b'nei kfuyei tova. You guys are ungrateful, and you are the children of ungrateful ones. B'shah shamar kodesh baruch hu l'Yisrael, mi yiten v'yal v'alam zeh lahem, ayalam lamar, hein atah. When Hashem said, who would give? Now this is, of course, playing on an idiom. Mi yiten means, it's ideal, it's beautiful. But the way he's darshaning it is, who would give and allow them to always fear me? Your response should have been, Tainata, you God, give us that heart. Kfuye tova, you guys are ungrateful. Dichtiv, v'nafshenu katsa b'alachama klokel, you complained about the man. V'nei kfuye tova, you're the children of ungrateful ones. Dichtiv, aishar shanatate madi, hinan lo minayetz v'ochel. What does Adam HaRishon say to God when God accuses him of eating from the tree? He says, sure, I ate from the tree. That woman that you gave me, she gave me the fruit. Af Moshe Rabbeinu lo ramzal en Yisrael el achar b'yim shana. But nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu only alluded to this to Bnei Yisrael after 40 years, meaning at the end of the way. Shenemar va'olech etchem amimar b'yim shana. Uchti v'latan adonai lachem leiv adad v'naim lirot v'oznaim lishmoa. God did not yet give you a heart to understand and eyes to see and ears to hear to understand this. Amar Rabba Shmami, know what does that mean? You only really understand what your Rebbe means after 40 years. So, Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Banoa, my dichtiv, Asherechem Zorei al kol mayim, Shalchei regel Asher v'chamor. Happy are you who plant on all waters, and who send the ox and the donkey out. What's the drasha? Asherechem Yisrael, Bizman Shoskim Matorav Ingilut Chasadim, Yitzram Masur Biadam, Veinim Masurim Biad Yitzram. When you're involved in Torah and Chesed, you are in control of your Yetzer, and the Yetzer has no control over you. Shinemar Ashrechem Zorei al kol mayim. You who plant on water. What's that mean? Zriah is tzaka. Shemar ziru lachem litzaka v'kisul v'chesed. Mayim is Torah. Shinemar kotzamer l'chula mayim. Right? So now, what does that mean? Meaning, if you are Zorei al kol mayim, that means both chesed and Torah. Meshalchei regal shalom chamor v'toreyahu le'olam yisim adam atzmal divrei Torah kishor la'olo chamor l'masui. Meaning you are like an ox and a donkey where you accept the burden, yisachar chamor garim, and you put your shoulder to the mill and you work, and you, there's a grindstone and you work, and you subdue your yetzer. So those who are zorei al kol mayim have the ability to control their yetzer. Okay, we've come to the end of this very long introductory Agadic passage, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin actually analyzing the Mishnah about Gimel Yamim, Kodam Asur, La Tetla Imahem. In the meantime, though, everybody should have a wonderful day.